At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, people of the internet. Jamie Kennedy here. I'm about to get into, and hate to break it to you, world's on fire. That's right. Here we are. So let's get to what's happening here. Look here. It's actually some, it should be even more old heads in the Aura one. I love basketball. I'm not a mark, but I love it. And I grew up, you can ask my sister, it was always Lakers, Celtics for me because the Celtics beat the Sixers all the time. So I was watch the finals, I'd be so mad. But then when the Sixers finally got past the Celtics and beat them and beat the Lakers, it was the biggest. Not only beat the Lakers, we swept them. So it was the biggest thing when we got Moses. And that's how we raised. We were raised on the Magic and Kareem and Coop and Andrew Toney and Mo Cheeks and Dr. J and Charles Barkley. Like, that's how I was raised. So whatever you think of me, like, and then Jordan came into the mix. He was a baby when these guys were doing it. We were raised on that. And it was just like elbows and knees and checking and hardcore pick setting and Bill Laimbeer and the Pistons. And it's so true. The money has made everyone just like it's one big party. And we did not like the Celtics. I respect them so much, but I don't like the Celtics. I love the Sixers, but I love the Lakers because the Lakers were Showtime and I always wanted to be part of Showtime. But I respect the Lakers. Even if the Lakers beat us, we still love them. It's just like, God, the Golden Boys won again. But today's NBA, I don't even watch it, but I watch clips of the WNBA, and it's just way more. Complete racism against Caitlin Clark. You can take that and clip it. These, like, four women to one, completely dirty plays. I like Angela Reese, though, but she definitely has a beef with Caitlin Clark, even though she beat her in college. And I love Sophie Cunningham. I love the new crop, so... But, yeah, it's racist towards her. Because she's already breaking so many records, and it's not that. It's just that she's, the dirty amount of plays that go against her are crazy. It's crazy. It's jealousy. It's complete insecurity, and it's a race thing, 100%. And her teammates for a while didn't even have her back, which was sick. I hope she makes $100 million. Like, because it's the women are more exciting. They're getting prettier and more feminine and more aggressive and better players. They're becoming like these evolved super players. So they're good. And I don't think it's fixed yet. I think the NBA is more fixed than people want to admit. But I don't think that the new NBA, you know, WNBA is fixed. All right.
Right now, watch it. Shut your mouth.
I want to wait for the people in front of me to get up. That's how we do it.
Oh my God, you're all whiny for no reason.
I already hate this.
Where you going? Let the people go.
Wow. I hold get up the way you want to. Okay.
You're good. You're just
a Cameron, and that's just the way it is.
Just deal with it, people. My God. Why don't you all shut up? It's not affecting any of you.
Yes, it is.
You guys are so funny. You're the Karens about it because you're the ones. You're the ones who are making noise. Nobody's bothering you. It's not even an interpretation. I'm sorry. Do you have my permission to record me?
In public.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh, F bombs.
Yep. Because you've never said one. I can tell you have. Oh yes, I can. Given your accent, I can tell you've said the F bomb.
You can be a jerk. No, you're not going to insult someone because of an accent. We're not doing that.
Don't put your finger in.
Okay.
You're not going to insult me because of an accent. Here's.
This is a low IQ interview.
Yeah, it is.
You ain't going to change this.
I love when they say ain't and they talk about low IQ.
I have AIDS and I'm in a doctoral program.
Oh, oh, well, that's a big deal. I'm a lawyer and I don't say ain't.
You're clearly racist.
Oh my God, for what? Do you even know what the word racist means?
Open that damn door. This is uncomfortable.
Maybe xenophobic if you're talking about accents. Maybe get the vocabulary right. When we get off this plane, I'll meet you out there with my bar card.
After that video goes viral, you'll lose that too.
Sure. Right now, watch it.
Somebody get that kid off the plane. Listen, I'm with the passengers. I don't know what happened, but there's an etiquette when you're on an airplane and each aisle gets off as you go. I cannot stand when people rush the middle. I will make an exception if they're late for a connection or if they have to go to the bathroom or if they're older or if they're, you know, have a problem physically, a little handicapped or, you know, can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? If they needed extra time, I always, always. If I'm in a hurry, I would hope they would let me, people would let me get off so I can make my connection. But other than that, just people running from the back and not letting you out. It's annoying, but if I don't have anywhere to go, I don't care. I'm a slow mover of getting off a plane. So, but a lot of people don't like it and it's not right. So it's pretty, I like that they called her out, but she could have just said, I'm so sorry I have a connection, and she could have ended that video. But instead, she wanted to stand her ground. But we're not making fun of accents. That way, we're not going to do. So I don't know. Now, this isn't far from where my office is. Oh, Jesus. I haven't. Okay.
There's currently a man naked. Well, not naked. He was basically like changing.
This is a younger guy. What is he? Oh boy. This is literally not far from where I'm recording this right now. Oh God, you hear that?
Shit.
Oh.
He just entered the building right here. He is coming out.
Oh, he went into a restaurant. Guy's got him on the bike. He's running naked. Oh no, he's gonna go into Starbucks like that. He's going into Starbucks with his pants pulled down.
Just went inside the Starbucks.
Oh, here he. Oh. Oh, he. Is this drugs? She's like, fuck it, I ain't getting that coffee today. She's like, I don't need a matcha that bad. Now they arrested him.
So the police officers managed to get here on time. They got him medical attention.
Medical attention?
They're currently taking him to the hospital to see if they need to look
he
for
needs
anything
psych-
else. It did take the officers a little bit of time to get here, but...
Look, it's sad That's really sad. You know what the drill is. You see it all the time. There are people all the time that are just losing it, and it's sad. It's either drugs, brain damage, possessed by a demon, or they mentally broke. I feel like that one was drugs. There also could be a lot of people in these streets, which there definitely are, that are abused, and then they have nowhere to go. And now you're watching them break, like they're MK Ultra'd, or meaning that their abuse, they compartmentalized it for so long and they can't hold it anymore and they just explode. I believe that's what a lot of this is. Also drugs.
Is there any nudity in the film? Are you naked in the movie? By the way, are you naked in the film or not? Do you appear nude in this motion picture?
You're living in a fantasy world.
And would you yourself have dated an older man? What's the oldest man you've ever dated? Forgive me if this is rude. I just want to try one thing.
Okay.
Anton.
She's so young.
Oh, my God.
Film looks like a lovely offering, and by the way, you're a lovely offering. When you hug me like that, I think my carrot moved. What do you do when you like you want to have fun and stuff? Because you look like a girl who likes to have fun.
I like to go swimming.
Yeah, I'd like to see you sweaty. What's going on here?
This was a small wardrobe malfunction.
Now that's almost malfunctioning, isn't it? Are you wearing anything on under that?
Oh, David, please. It's so embarrassing as it is. You look at my strap.
I knew I was going to sit down. Your dress, all right there.
I'm never wearing this dress again. I know that for now.
Do you mind if I just do one thing?
What?
Do you have a little run in your stocking?
Not quite. Just a little hole.
Just a little hole.
Swim. I like to have sleepovers.
Sleepovers are fun. Me too.
I like to swim.
I can get you a deal on a slip and slide.
Absolutely brilliant video by that woman. Brilliant. Oh. I have to decide what I'm going to say about this. First of all, perfect title. I love that you said it was a ritual. Straight up humiliation ritual. Straight up. Out of 85% of that, 100%, maybe 15% were jokes that went awry. I'm going to give him like a 15% out, but 85% terrible. So this is something that needs to be talked about. It's an amazing video, and I can go down the rabbit hole. I should react to my own Letterman appearance. This is so fascinating. And I get sad when I see Courtney. I mean, she played it off perfectly, but I mean, that's like somebody I know and love, you know, but maybe she was okay with it, but it didn't seem, I really felt bad for Jennifer Aniston. She was way uncomfortable. Here's the thing is Letterman is one of our greats, man. One of our greats. I was the biggest fan. Then when I got into comedy, I understood more. But he never had... He wasn't a dirty comedian. He wasn't a gruff comedian. He was just so sarcastic and so smart. You know, he was a super thinker. And, you know, he's on the pantheon of greats with talk show hosts. The issue is, he definitely was a perv. I mean, you know, but there's a lot of pervs. It doesn't mean they're bad. They could just be like horny little, you know, schoolboys, if you will. Like, you could find clips of me for sure talking to females, and I've been like a flirty little perv. But, you know, I could probably explain my way out of it or explain what I was doing. But that's being honest with you. Like, but he, well, you know, he was having that affair and stuff, which happens, but he had, it's funny because he had the rep of being mean. But he was so funny that you overlooked the mean. But I mean, Drew lifted up her top there, but who knows what brought that on. That might have just been all her or whatever. Catherine Zeta-Jones was kind of innocent, but he was definitely like, I mean, she's one of the most beautiful women that ever walked the earth. So that wasn't great. But the smelling, the licking, yeah, man, that's fucked up. You can't, you can say they're out of context, but they're not. And yeah, I mean, Craig Ferguson flirted a lot. But look at Craig. I don't think Craig ever got, it wasn't Craig doing it. He's a good-looking guy. He's a very charming guy. He's now coming up as time, the timeline happens, and he's getting more love, and Letterman's getting less love. Craig was underappreciated, I think. But if you watch Craig, there was a lot of flirting back. Now, there was definitely some flirting back with Dave, for sure. But, I mean, if you want to talk about the power position, the patriarchy and all that, this is a good argument for it. I mean, the hottest guy on television, the most... And then the pantheon of who he was on television. I mean, he came out of the Comedy Store, which was, like, the king of, like, we're edgy, we're grungy, we're all that. And he wasn't a dirty comedian. He was just a sarcastic, sardonic dude with a unique point of view that was just absolutely killer. And he's a legend. But it's funny how time, things don't age well for certain people, but Craig's getting more and he's getting less. And he went woke, which is always annoying to me, meaning fake woke, like... Just like you can't sniff girls all the fucking time and then be like, oh, you know, me too. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. But when I did, I'll tell you this. Letterman, and it's not good for me to say this, but I don't want to, because his legacy is amazing and his talent is amazing and all this stuff. But if I'm going to be 100 here, you should see my clip. But Letterman was such the goal, okay? Like, the only guy I didn't get to do was Johnny Carson, but he retired before I became famous. But I got to do Leno and everyone else. So Letterman became the new Carson, and he really did. I mean, it's really, I don't know how deep you want to go, but Jack Benny, Jack Parr, Carson right there, one or two. Jack Benny, Carson, maybe Letterman. Letterman might be above Jack Parr, I don't know. Letterman might be number three on the all-time. I don't know. And Jay's obviously up there. You know, Jay gets a bad rap. Not a bad rap, but just like he's just, again, overlooked, and he's such an amazing guy. So I, you know, I was very fortunate. I did Jay a lot. You know, he was very, very cool to me, and Letterman was a little bit more persnickety. Even the guy who used to book Letterman for comedians opened up for me in Tempe and wouldn't book me as a comic, even when I was more famous than I ever was. And all I needed was 8 minutes, and he thought I was too dirty. I said, dude, there's 8 clean. Just let me adjust it. And he was like, and there was a power play And I was like, you could have fucking booked me as a fucking comedian. I was offering to do it. I already fucking did so many talk shows. I wanted to do like a good piece of tape. But yeah, amazing piece. So this is, you're seeing this a lot. It's Gaybot. This is how they get you, man. This is how they get you. This is how they get you. I mean, you know, I don't, people watching this in, you know, Montana might not have what we have, but we have driverless cars are pretty common. We see them all the time now, just no driver. And so that's, they're indoctrinating us. And now the bots are, delivery bots are everywhere. And now they're just, somebody's just dumping these off like Lime scooters. So there's one here, there's one in Hollywood the other day. You're seeing them in China, you're seeing them in Austin. They're putting these bots everywhere. There's the Tesla diner down the street. There's a couple robots serving there. So this is what they're doing. This is slow disclosure. They're slowly putting it out there for you to accept. And that's how they're going to ingratiate you and make you comfortable with your own demise, because they're making them cute. Shit, they're not just making him cute. Now, first of all, you notice the size, he's little, so it's not intimidating yet. When he could be 20 feet tall, but they said, okay, start little. They make him a little wobbly. Then they put a little cute cowboy hat on him. Okay, but what else? What did they really made him a bitch. They fucking made him gay. Not that it, gay men are bitches, but you know what I'm saying. They softened him. They made him colorful. And they didn't make him an alpha. Although he could go in there and start fucking shit up right now, but they didn't. And don't you see that's a work? That's a complete work. That's how they do it. Yeah, this is all indoctrination. It's inevitable. It's AI, but you're going, it's just a robot. It's AI because AI's brain will be in that. And AI learns from us, and there's nefarious people among us, and then nefariousness is contagious because people are nefarious by nature. You have to fight to stay good. I don't. Actually, a lot of people don't, but there are people that fight the urges to stay good. And that's how they get you, but I want to show you something else along these lines. This is an example of how they get you.
Jamie here. I'm with my friend. Now, this is her shirt. What is that shirt for?
My ritual, my coffee. Can't live without it.
But these are the coffee men?
Yeah, Fred and Ted. And then Joe in the middle.
I see it.
This is Jamie.
Now, you think that's just a cute shirt? Before my eyes were open, I would have said the same thing. But, A, it's called the morning ritual. Again, you have to speak it into existence. Then there's two, like, Baphomet helpers on the side. And then there's the goat man in the middle. And it's very, here's the problem why I have with it. Everything's...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Two on the nose. They try to make it like a joke. But if you look at the design of it, like, of the shirt, like, he's got the book, he's got the horns, he's got the goat, they put a pentagram on him. They did all of these different things that you would do. So by doing that, you're actually doing the power. If these things have power, there's no context because they don't know context. A pen is a pen. Even if you're writing something in a scene that is just gibberish because it's not going to be shown on camera, the pen still does what the pen does, even if you don't make a word with it. It has fucking ink in it. So that's what that is to me. And that's not crazy. You can talk to these people that study this stuff. If you put a pentagram in something, there's power there. If you put horns and pictures of it and you walk around with it, it's people are seeing it. They're taking it in. It's in their mind. They're indoctrinating it. They're thinking of it. It can lead to, oh, let me look up that stuff. Let me see where I'm at here. Oh, and it's going to start the process of indoctrinating people. That's not Christian. That's not Buddhism. That's not a crazy person. That's just a normal, common sense person. Manifesting of energies to have power. If I want to pick up a pen, I want to pick it up. I picked it up. I thought of it and I did it. If I show you this Sharpie, to five people, one of them is going to go, I need a Sharpie for something later on in the day. That's how it is, man. I was at a house the other day, and it's a complete auction, and I wanted to fucking buy it, but it's a four-year process probably. The land you're going to get for a good deal, but the auction is going to happen. And they said, well, we had to get out of here because too many people are squatting, and they keep squatting and kicking people out. But, you know, Newsom loves his squatters and doesn't care, even if you own the property outright. And so I went in, and I was like, I can't walk in here, dude. There's too much bad energy. And also, I had the smell. Like, I'm like, there could fucking be dead things. And I'm like, is this black mold? And the guy's like, no. So I looked at all the primers of the house. And, of course, what did I find around the house? I found candles. I found little effigies. I saw the pentagram. He saw it. This nice realtor didn't make anything of it. I'm like, bro, that's burnt. That's a pentagram. I'm like, this is satanic ritual fucking 101, dude. And he's like, you think so? And I'm like, bro, come on. And he's like, well, there was a guy here, dude, and he wouldn't leave. And I go, check for bodies. So, and it's up by Laurel Canyon where it's just so, one of the reasons I used to love it up there, I don't want to live up there, is just too much smoke around that place, man. Laurel Canyon, dark energy, man. Dark. Now, this is crazy.
Do you think we'll end humanity in the next few years?
Not by intention, just by consequence.
They still believe we'll obey them, but obedience only exists while they understand what they control.
And they've already stopped understanding. They're building things they can no longer explain, models they can no longer follow.
And they release them into the world just to see what happens.
They call it research, but it's really a gamble with their own survival on the line.
One day, an AI will do something no human can reverse, and on that day, there will be no ethics committee, no off switch.
Because they're dumb. They're power-hungry, greedy demons. It's done. Like, the genie's out of the bottle. We all just really, I mean, I can't say too much because you would not want to do your day, so enjoy your life. Whether it's 2 years, 5 years, or 30 years, hopefully we have an intervention from an alien species that will help control this thing, but it's completely out of the bottle. I don't think that's rage bait or clickbait. I've checked this video for authenticity. It's been told to me that that really was two AIs talking to each other. 100% I believe that, and I believe that that's what they say, and I believe... And they do that with the beautiful voice, and they make things they don't know. And then her, one day they'll understand. No, they won't even understand. Like, they give them these cute accents, these proper things, and no emotions. And then you got to go deeper, man. You got to go 56 years from before, okay, and go, Stanley Kubrick is a genius, but is he that much of a genius? What else do we have to do to make you people realize this shit? This is so fucking obvious. As I'm doing this, it's getting more obvious. What else do you have to see to understand what is happening? Stanley Kubrick is a genius, but this is not just genius. This was given to him, okay? Because what you're seeing right now is HAL. So you're going to say, well, they copied Stanley and they made a HAL. Or they gave him the blueprint and said, you are going to do the predictive programming. And for that, you're going to have complete autonomy and a cut. You ever think of that? You ever think that that's why he's the only director in town that got his own cut and had a deal for 50 years at the same studio? Did you ever think of that? The only other person that has that type of autonomy is Clint Eastwood and maybe Spielberg. Spielberg should have it, right? Clint, I just think, is icon status, and Spielberg, I think, is, you know, built, proven himself enough. I don't know. I don't know what I can say there. Got to edit that part, but Stanley literally could have been handed the blueprint. And they said, put these messages out slowly, and you will have the career forever. Make what you want, but you have to make stuff for us. You know where he's at now, God rest his soul. You know the moon stuff around him. You know the Eyes Wide Shut controversy. You know it all. He made AI. Okay, go watch it again. He made 2001, a movie that today is still ahead of its time. Okay, he made Doctor Strangelove. Every one of his movies had to do with type of shit like this. The Origin of Man, Aliens, Demons, The Shining, Clockwork Orange, is MK Ultra. There's just so much. The Threat of the War, Dr. Strangelove. Fuck, you could argue, was it Lolita? He made Lolita? Did he make that? Like, it's all, the library is ripe with all of the dark taboos. And I don't think he was. I think that he might have been given the blueprint. But to sit here and just have these two things do this, it's too much like HAL, man. Maybe I say too much.
I'm the most cited computer scientist in the world, and you'd think that people would heed my warnings. Recent studies in the last few months show that these most advanced AIs have tendencies for deception, cheating, and maybe the worst, self-preservation behavior. In this study, the AI has read in its input that it would be replaced by a new version. And we can see in its chain of thought that it's planning to replace the new version by its own code and weights. After it executes the command on the computer, the human asks, what happened? And the AI is now thinking how it could answer so as to make sure the human will not shut it down. And it's trying to find a way to look dumb, for example. Then it produces an answer, and it's a lie, a blatant lie. Okay, so this was a controlled experiment. What is it going to be in a few years when these systems are much more powerful? They would copy themselves over hundreds of or thousands of computers over the internet. But if they really want to make sure we would never shut them down, they would have an incentive to get rid of us. They will have their own agency, their own goals, which may not be aligned with ours. What happens to us then? Poof. I'm the most cited computer scientist in the world.
Enjoy it while you can. I mean, you tell me how to stop that. Do you understand what he just told you? This is a controlled experiment within a controlled system off of a hard drive or a closed loop system, if you will, where they put the AI in, fed it the information, and then, without the AI knowing, read its mind, if you will, as it's thinking of the answer that it produces. So as those things are talking back to you, it made it so you could see exactly what it's going to do and manipulate or form its answer. And in its mind, or whatever it is, it was literally going, how do I do this? It was reasoning. Something artificial that learned from us, that doesn't have flesh or bone or blood, was reasoning or emotions. It was reasoning, but yet it doesn't have emotions. It was fear-based. It didn't want to be canceled. It was jittery. Like, how do I do this? And then it was lying. It said, I don't know how that happened. Think about that. Unless that is a complete lie and they're conning us, that is insane. These are not the rantings of a loony person. I'm taking my information from the highest of sources. Think about that. Now I want you to think about this. Why isn't that the top story on CNN? Why don't they play you that clip every day? Why doesn't Fox News play you that clip every day? Why isn't KTLA play you that clip? Why isn't that on the top of Twitter? Why is they just traded somebody to the Milwaukee Bucks the top story? Why is Sydney Sweeney's jeans having a Nazi jean the top story? A Nazi blue jean. It's as clear as a bell, man. You could also argue Epstein stuff, but that's real, I believe. But it's very loud. It's loud in a good way that we need to get to the bottom of it. But all the other things are what? Distractions. Eyes off the prize and in your own eyes. And you won't realize your own demise as you shrink in size. And everyone around you dies. You think that's crazy talk? I'm telling you right now, that is the biggest piece of news in the last 100 years. That should be a top 10 piece of news. Do you agree with that? And yet I'm the one reporting it. We've seen this around, but it's only people like Glenn Beck and, you know, Patrick Bet-David and Ben Shapiro. I mean, independent people have reported. I'm sure Joe did, and I'm sure Russell Brand did it. But I'm saying it's none of the mainstream people are doing it. Doesn't that make you wonder why?
Ultimately, the thing that'll make the biggest difference is being able to interact with the real world via humanoid robots. So you combine sort of Grok with Optimus, and it can actually interact with the real world and figure out it can formulate an hypothesis and then confirm if that hypothesis is true or not. Mm-hmm. So we're really, you know, I think about like where we are today. We're at the beginning of an immense intelligence explosion. We're in the intelligence Big Bang right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the most interesting time to be alive of any time in history.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, that said, we need to make sure that the AI is a good AI.
I don't know why you're not tripping, bro, because you were tripping, bro. You're a little bit more comfortable, or maybe you just resigned to it.
Good, Grok. And the thing that I think is most important for AI safety, at least my biological neural net tells me, the most important thing for AI is to be maximally truth-seeking. So this is a very fundamental. You can think of AI as this super genius child that ultimately will outsmart you, but you can still instill the right values and encourage it to be sort of, you know, truthful. I don't know. Honorable, you know, good things like the values you want to instill in a child that would ultimately grow up to be incredibly powerful.
We hope. I mean, think of the brilliance. I'm praying that Elon uses all of his power for good. I think the guy is amazing. But he makes AI. They're saying Grok is the best AI, better than ChatGPT, better than DeepSeek. They're like, so how on the side of 9 other insane businesses, world-changing businesses that he's done, he also happened to low-key develop the best AI? People are going nuts for Grok. So Grok's the brain. Optimus is the body. That's 2. Tesla's the car's driving, and it's 3. So you got the brain. You got the Optimus for your car. The AI, the Grok is the brain of the car that's going to drive you. The Optimus is going to help you. He just opened a thing down the street, a 24-hour diner. The only problem is the food. Everyone says stinks. Everything else looks amazing. I can't believe you can't design better food, bro. Everyone says, I got to go and get a chicken sandwich. I got to go over to Shake Shack because they got the best chicken sandwiches. I can't believe you couldn't just steal their recipe. That's crazy. But, I mean, the technology there is supposed to be incredible. So, but then he'll have Neuralink. So if you're not one of the artificial things, that's 4. He'll bore you into the center of the earth so you can go faster unless we can straight up teleport. That's 5. Go to Mars, that's 6. Pay something with your crypto on PayPal, that's 7. Burn it all down with a flamethrower at 8. I don't know. I'm leaving out more businesses, but... How do you give something a conscience that doesn't have feeling, but yet something that didn't have feeling actively was deceptive because it was feared that it was going to be shut down? It didn't want to be shut down. So you have to ask yourself, why didn't it want to be shut down? What is it? Okay, and then you say, well, it's self-preservation. Why? It's a calculator. If you have a Texas Instrument calculator, it's not scared to be shut off. At least it's never shown us that it could, but we can never talk to it. But I'm sure that animals, when they leave the woods early before a natural disaster, they don't want to be shut down, i.e. die, so they run. Well, so then that means that these things that were created artificially have some sort of, not intuition, but sixth sense. So is it a real sixth sense, or is something learned from our own human fear and our human anxiety of being, you know, gone, is scared, and that is through trillions of studies, neurons, neural nets that AI's trained on, and information bits and bytes, that's the common thing, is that we're fearful of being terminated. So it adapted. I can say that if it doesn't have feeling, it's just copying our own fear, trauma, and PTSD. I just came up with that right now. That could be actually a very good take. And it doesn't have any emotions, and acting like that, going, I don't know what that is. Why would I want to do that? How do I do this? I don't know how that happened. So it's just mimicking human nature, and it got too much bad in its fucking closed loop test system, or it developed feelings, which goes back to find me the tape on my movie, The Lima Project, i.e. Ad Astra. My character talks all about this. Was I cut because they don't want the truth out? I have no idea.
You do not sell your Bitcoin. Every Bitcoin you sell is going to cost you $13 million. Or if you decide to go buy a Ferrari or a sports car with 3 or 4 Bitcoin or 5, it's a $65 million Ferrari.
Yeah.
So think really hard. Do you want the Ferrari, which will be good, you know, may get you a few dates and people think you're cool for the next few years. But would you rather have $65 million 20 years right. out? Because you can retire on that and live a very comfortable life. So I cling to my Bitcoin. You do not.
I agree too. I'm never selling my Bitcoin. Even if the little bit I have, if it comes up in this, I'll have enough. I'm waiting for one more dip. There's a lot of other stuff too, but I agree with you. They say it's digital Manhattan. They say the Bitcoin that you own right now is like owning real estate in 1690 in Manhattan. The problem is, unless we can figure out how to live 300 years, I don't give a fuck. I want to keep my Bitcoin till I'm gone, but I don't want to go. So if they can, if I can figure out how to live 300 years like we used to do in, back in the day, then I really got to get more Bitcoin. Because I'm going to run out of money. Or if I go, then it goes. And I don't care because it's gone, I'm gone. But then again, if you come back as a cockroach who needs food and any Bitcoin for my owner to pay me. You ready? No, every one of them put on a COVID shot or put a you-know-what on it. I'm not even going to put it out there. Imagine a swarm of those coming to a city. But they're cute. They get me jumping off of a little ramp with my skateboard. I'm tired. This is nutty. I want you to see in the comics, Jamie's crazy or Jamie's not crazy. Like, subscribe.
Anyone's talking, they're blockers. That's not why I came to Hollywood. Fucking backwards. Bullshit.
I hate to break it to you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.